Well, God bless you and praise the Lord. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr., and we are in the week of Passion, and we thank God for each one of you that are part of this great outreach ministry, and we're looking forward to Resurrection Sunday on this Sunday. Each day of the week, we hope to have something that will be very instrumental in sharing what it is that's going on that particular day. And in the book of St. Matthew, chapter 21, verses 12 through 13, we find these words of what happened on Monday of the Passion Week. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. That was on the Monday of the Passion Week, after Jesus had arrived in Jerusalem on the first day of the week. Well, we find him here in this passage of scripture on Monday. Today we're going to talk about the King who cleanses the house. The King who cleanses the house. The Monday of Passion Week is not quiet. It's not gentle. It was not soft. It was not sentimental. It was holy. Jesus walks into the temple. He didn't walk in there as a visitor. He didn't walk in there as a guest. He didn't walk in there as a spectator. Jesus walked in there as the owner. Jesus was the King that had come into Jerusalem. Jesus walks into his Father's house and finds it commercialized, and also finds it compromised. So the place meant for prayer had somehow in some way become a spectacle. Place meant for sacrifice had become a stage for selfishness. And so the very first order of Jesus on a Monday of Passion Week was to set in order was his Father's house. Jesus walked into his Father's house and he got busy. Jesus does not whisper when he gets in his Father's house. He does not negotiate in his Father's house. He does not tolerate anything in his Father's house. And Jesus cleanses his Father's house. Jesus goes in, and the scripture says how he turned the tables over. He flipped the tables. Jesus drives out corruption. Jesus restores holiness and reclaims the Father's house. That was his first order of business on that Monday. That lets us know a lot. It lets us know that the house of God, the Lord's house, especially the sacred sanctuary, is so critical in the mind of Jesus that that's the first order of business that Jesus took care of on that Monday. Because before Jesus goes to the cross, Jesus goes to the church. Before Jesus redeems the world, Jesus purifies the Father's sanctuary. Before Jesus sheds his blood, Jesus demands that his Father's house be treated with reverence. Yes, a Father's house, and especially the sacred sanctuary, is to be treated with reverence. And this is the Monday message of Passion Week, where Jesus still cleanses his Father's house. Yes, in 2026, Jesus yet cleanses his Father's house. Jesus still confronts compromise. Jesus still overturns whatever may dishonor God. Jesus yet moves and removes what blocks prayer and what causes distractions. Jesus still purifies what carries his Father's name. We thank God for the house of the Lord. We thank God for his Father's house that Jesus went to on the very first day, on that Monday of Passion Week. And Jesus does it because Jesus loves his Father's church. He loves it too much to allow it to be polluted. And so the cleansing of the Father's temple is not an act of anger. It's an act of love. It's Jesus saying, My Father's house deserves better. My Father's people deserve better. My Father's house deserves better. Before Jesus sheds his blood, Jesus demands that his Father's house be treated with total reverence. Before Jesus sheds his blood, Jesus demands that his Father's house be treated with reverence. And so the Monday of Passion Week, after Jesus had entered into Jerusalem with purpose, we find in this Passion Week how it begins with the King riding on a donkey on that first day. But his first royal act was not political, it was not military, it was not even cultural. Jesus' first act is spiritual. Jesus did not go to Rome. Jesus did not go to Herod's palace. Jesus didn't go to the Sanhedrin chambers. Jesus goes straight into his Father's house. And this reveals something that's essential about the heart of God. Before Jesus sheds his blood for the world, Jesus demands that his Father's house be treated with reverence. The cross was on the way. The nails were on the way. The tomb was on the way. But before Jesus dealt with any of that, Jesus says, Let me deal with my Father's house and especially his sacred sanctuary. Jesus cleanses the temple before Calvary. The cleansing of the Father's house, it was a sacred house. It's not a sad story. Jesus is saying, my Father's sacred house is not a marketplace, and the sacred sanctuary is not a shortcut, but my Father's sacred house is not a stage for a performance. My Father's sacred house is not a place for casual worship. We are to worship Him in spirit and in truth in the sacred sanctuary. All other things are to shut down other than we go into His Father's house with the primary purpose of worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. Because the Father's sacred house is a house of prayer, a house of holiness, a house of reverence, a house of sanctification, and a house of His presence. And so Jesus purifies the sanctuary before He purifies the sinner. Jesus, He cleanses the Father's sacred house before He cleans the heart of humanity. Jesus restores reverence in the Father's sacred house because He releases redemption. Jesus confronts disorder before He completes deliverance. There always has to be. This is why Jesus flipped over the tables in His Father's house. This is why Jesus drives out corruption in His Father's house. Anything that distracts away from worship of His Father in His Father's house, Jesus was not very happy with. And this is why Jesus raised His voice in the Father's sacred house. This is why He calls the temple my Father's sacred house. Jesus was not angry. Jesus was holy. Jesus was not out of control. Jesus was in authority. Jesus was restoring. Jesus was not reacting. Jesus was restoring. So the temple was out of order in the church, and Jesus would not ignore it. The Father's sacred house had become a place of commerce instead of communion, a place of profit instead of prayer, a place of noise instead of reverence, a place of crowds instead of consecration, a place of activity other than worship instead of worship and anointing. So Jesus refused to go to the cross while His Father's sacred house was being dishonored. Jesus refused to die for a church that refuses to be holy inside His Father's sacred house. Jesus refused to shed His blood for people who treat sacred things casually inside His Father's sacred house. This is the message. Before Jesus redeems the world, He restores reverence inside His Father's sacred sanctuary in His Father's house. So when you look, Jesus calls for reverence. Reverence in the sanctuary is not stiffness. Reverence is not silence. Reverence is not ritual. Reverence in the sanctuary is recognizing the weight of the presence of God in the sanctuary. Jesus is coming back for a reverent church. He's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Jesus is coming back for a church that honors the word in His Father's house. He's coming back for a church that honors the altar in His Father's house. Jesus is coming back for a church that honors the Spirit in His Father's sacred house. Jesus is coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, because reverence is the posture of a heart that knows God is here in His Father's sacred house. And we must treat Him as holy. But Jesus goes on that first day of the week of Passion, which was on a Monday, Jesus cleanses the temple in His Father's sacred house because the cross deserved a holy people. Jesus is about to carry the sins of the world. He's about to bear the wrath of God. Jesus is about to shed His innocent blood. He was about to break the curse of sin. He was about to destroy the works of the devil in His Father's sacred house. Jesus refused to do it for a people who treated His Father's sacred house lightly. And so the cross demands a sanctified Father's sacred house. Not anything and everything can go on in His Father's house. Jesus is saying, if I'm going to give my life for you, then my Father's sacred house must be treated with honor. And that's where we are today. We're asking the Lord to move in a special way as we look forward to the resurrection on this Sunday. As I look at what Jesus did on that Monday after He had arrived in the town of Jerusalem, the sanctuary was the very first order of business in Jerusalem. So we present ourselves in the house of the Lord. So in the house of the Lord, we present ourselves attractively in the sanctuary, but we do not dress to attract attention. It's one thing to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise and looked attractively. It's one thing, but it's another thing to enter to his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise to attract attention. We are to lift up our heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the Bible says, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. We thank God for the house of the Lord. We thank God for the people enters into his sacred sanctuary with the primary purpose coming to worship him in spirit and in truth.